Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus. New South Wales has recorded 753 new cases of COVID-19 from 138,000 tests in the last 24 hours. There were no new deaths related to COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says fully vaccinated residents will soon be made aware of some freedoms they will have from next month.
I'm so pleased and grateful that New South Wales has already hit the 6 million jabs. Our team had conversations this morning about what's possible now because we've hit that milestone, and I look forward to making that announcement on Thursday or Friday this week as to what fully vaccinated people will be able to do from the month of September because of the target that we've set. But also to outline what schools will look like in the next little while as well towards the end of the week.
Victoria has recorded 50 new COVID-19 cases. 40 of the new cases have been linked, and 10 infections are being investigated to find the source of transmission. Guests who attended an illegal virus-spreading engagement party have been fined more than $300,000. Police have finished their investigation into that gathering. Queensland has announced a new Disney series will be filmed on the Gold Coast and is expected to generate millions of dollars and hundreds of jobs. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it will provide a very huge boost for the local economy due to the impacts of the pandemic.
It'll be about $100 million into the Queensland economy. It'll be called Nautilus. About 240 jobs for cast and crew, 350 jobs for extras. And also, too, I can confirm that Netflix will film a 10-part drama called Irrelevant at Mission Beach later this year. So that's fantastic to see our screen opening up in far north Queensland.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says senior researchers have confirmed the country can reopen, as modelling suggests, despite high numbers of COVID-19 cases, as long as the country reaches its vaccine target of 70 to 80%.
And Sharon Lewin just confirmed again last night that 70 and 80%, you can reopen safely. And that's the key point here. We're not just reopening because we want to reopen. We know that at that level, based on the expert scientific work that they have done, that we can reopen safely at that point and we can move forward. In fact, once you get above those levels, it does more harm than good to have lockdowns, both economically and more broadly.
Overseas, another 650 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan overnight. Australia has evacuated more than 1,600 people in the past 6 days. And in sport, the Tokyo Paralympics opening ceremony begins tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The three-hour event will be held at Tokyo's Olympic Stadium without fans. The theme is United by Emotion. It launches the COVID-safe Paralympic Games, which will feature 22 sports across 539 events. International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says the opening ceremony will showcase a tribute to Afghan athletes who were unable to get to Japan due to ongoing turmoil in their country.
But one thing that I would like to inform you is that we will include the Afghanistan flag in the ceremony as a sign of solidarity. We have invited the UNHCR representative here to act as the flag bearer. And I think it's just important to highlight that to you, because it's a message basically of solidarity and peace that we send to the world with that attitude. We would like to have them here. Unfortunately, it's not possible, but they will be here, of course, in spirit.
Table tennis player Danny DeToro and wheelchair rugby legend Riley Batt will be the Australian flag bearers. Australia has 179 athletes competing in 18 sports at this year's event.
Can we have safe games? And the answer is yes. We would not be here if we did not believe that we could deliver safe games. The Olympics have shown that the playbooks work. We do understand, of course, the rise in number of cases in Tokyo and Japan, but we do not believe that there is a cause-effect relationship between the fact that we are here for the Paralympics and the numbers rising in Japan. Anyhow, we must remain vigilant. We must not be complacent. We have to keep the attitude. We have to abide by the playbooks.
I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English.